So this four circle formation, this one is where the original nature, the Mahayana call it 本来的面目, means original nature, means since the beginning of time, it existed already on. And this one is also what we call the oneness nature. This source is this one. Eh? They also call it Nibbana. So this is where the source is. So here, sometimes they call it the true nature or the original nature. That's why sometimes the Mahayana, they say this is the original nature. 本来的面目, means originally, that was what you are. Then, for those who understand, this one is actually the oneness. Nothing is apart from this. This one is like the Tao. You know the Tao? Nothing is apart from the Tao, understand? It embraces everything. All the yin-yang duality, everything, it embraces everything. So the oneness or the true nature or the original nature is where this is. So when you talk about creation, what happens is religion, different religion, they use different expression or based on their own understanding, they come out with the understanding. Like certain religion, they say, God create, understand? So God create, but Buddhism say, from here, all arise, understand? So what is important is the understanding. This, people think is God. And this, people think is almighty or being. But it's okay, up to them. Well, as far as our teaching is concerned, the Buddha said, this one, you cannot understand one. That's why he said, inconceivable is the first thought of ignorance from the pure awareness nature, create all the so-called living being. So all this existential segmented life or all the living being that comes about through the karmic process, it starts. Then when you arrive at here, this is the mind, the mind, which is the mundane mind, that through the senses can project into the phenomenal world of consciousness. Understand? Then there is this law of karma, that trigger of the karmic process. So this creation is unending. So what is happening is, there is a karmic nature. So this karmic nature is the one that drives the creation. Can see? Because of this karmic nature, each and every of these segmented life living being, or you call for our case, is the human being. Yeah? They will actually arise, born, die. Born, die. Born, die. And when you are born, the first thing to come out is of course the pure consciousness trapped inside the human body. That's how karma can take place. And the karmic process is the one that responsible for the arising of the form and mind. Means the physical body and the consciousness trapped inside. So this form and mind is what we call the living being. But the mundane mind is the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. It's your thought process, your emotion and all those things. So all this trigger off like the physics experiment, upon contact, the light bulb lights up, you become conscious. So through the senses, you can know the world. You can interact with the world. You can actually become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So this process created the karmic law. That's why every of your mental intention that drive all this is stored in the karmic nature, understand? Not? And what happens is, if you don't have the understanding of this creation process, you will be like the traveler in space and time, deluded, thinking you exist. And the egoic mind continue to make mistakes, create all the karmic consequence, then you cannot return. So this is what samsara is. This is why leaving me suffer. Then to return, this is where the Buddha's teaching come in. Because after the long period of perfection from Virochana Buddha onward, they realize that all this, if you know how you arise, then you will know how to return. So to return, they say, you must cultivate another nature. This one is a pure awareness nature. Spiritual nature. So here, there is another nature, spiritual nature. Like just on the triangle. From here, the pure awareness or the pure consciousness, you go this direction, you develop the cultivation, then you develop understanding and wisdom. Then here is mundane living through the senses. So this direction is mundane living through the senses. So the Buddha realized the first thing to come out from this is the pure awareness nature. That's why you must detect this. You must be able to realize this. Otherwise, you cannot cultivate. That's why from here, the pure awareness nature, the first thing to come out, you develop the direct seeing. So here, the direct seeing can allow you to see things as they are. And this direct seeing is to see how your mundane mind functions. Understand? That how it actually creates the delusion to entice you, to lure you, and make you believe that they are real, that you exist. That's why the three evil roots start to play and karmic come into play. And when this happens, living beings, they are trapped within the 31 plane of existence and they cannot free. So what happens is, with this pure awareness, you see how you fall. That is what Unique Code 100 is all about. When you can see from the pure awareness nature, how your mundane mind stir, oscillate, and develop the reaction of mind to create like and dislike, or the duality, envy, jealousy, all this is how suffering come to be. So when you see, you develop the wisdom. So this W, either you, which is understanding, or wisdom. When this wisdom arises, then you can use it to live life. This direction. Then when there is wisdom, this awareness that has developed the direct seeing to develop the wisdom can enable you to live life. So this one is what we call heedful living. Heedful living. So this mundane living leads to heedless living. So when you understand all this, when you develop the wisdom, what happens is this wisdom that is developed here enables the mundane mind to realize itself. Understand not? That this is all not real. Delusion. So when it realizes itself, what happened? Understand? Like I came to know, think also like that, don't think also like that. Then the fellow sees that. Because it's a phenomenal world of consciousness. Dependent originating, condition arising. This is the existential world. Like the Diamond Sutta. Yiqie yu wei fa. What is the meaning? Everything is conditioned dhamma, understand? We are living in a conditioned world. So everything that arises is dependent originating. Dependent on condition, it arises. When condition continues to exist, it sustains itself. When condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. You can follow? Very good. So once you understand all this, like you understand the secret of life, that is what Unique Code 100 is all about, understand? When you can see all this, then you know who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human. Then you realize this fellow is not real. Understand? Then why you deliberately let this fellow create delusion in you and let you suffer? That's why you liberate your mind. When you liberate your mind, means you transcend this mundane mind. You realize the whatever realization, which is the wisdom that is beyond this thought and beyond time. So you return, cease and return. Then when it returns, pure awareness also cease. Understand? Otherwise, you cannot come here. But there is no being to come here. Understand? What they don't understand is this pure awareness is not a being. Understand? It's a nature. You know what is a nature? Isn't it? No word, nothing. It's the unconditioned. So this one, because of the karmic law, because of creation, that's why the Surangama Sutta says the first thing to come out is the primordial mind. Understand? Like the Buddha said, from here, the primordial first thought of ignorance start from here and created this whole creation. And for so long, aeons and aeons, and maybe billions and billions and billions of existence. And this universe has been like that for very long. So when you understand that there is a karmic nature based on the Buddhist teaching, then there is a spiritual nature also based on this teaching. So whatever you cultivate this direction, your perfection, your understanding, your virtue, your wisdom, everything is stored inside here. Otherwise, this creation process, every segment you come, you are different. Understand? Sometimes human, sometimes non-human. Sometimes deva, sometimes don't know what. Animal rhyme got a lot of type of chicken. A lot of dog, cat. You choose. Pig also. Animal, horse, lion. Every year, you can choose. So, because so many of these come, every segment of your coming, which one is you? You mean everyone is you? When I say you human being, you do well, that one me. Hey, past life, you dog, no? You can accept or not? You sure be tired. How can I not so bad? How can I be a dog? But dog is so much better than other hell rhyme, no? Understand or not? Your dog is at least the animal rhyme. Right? So you have what they call the asura. You know what is asura? Demon. Demon is dominated by what? Anger, hatred, the evil root. That's why the non-human, there are a rhyme of beings that exist in the demon rhyme. The Buddha called it the demon rhyme. So this demon rhyme is very near the lowest deva rhyme. Understand? So sometimes they fight. If you read the Theravada Sutta, there's a lot of story there. So, demons, they have some spiritual power, understand? But they are dominated by their anger, their hatred. So because of that, they cannot become devas, understand? Yeah. Then below that is what? Animal rhyme, yes. After the animal rhyme, then only the other two. Hungry ghosts, understand? So when you are in that rhyme, not so bad, understand? But you read the Theravada Sutta, then you know. Demon is asura. Demon is asura. Asura. When you are as a what they call hungry ghost, peta. Yes, the word is peta rhyme. That one, the Buddha, if I got time, I read to you the Theravada Sutta. The Buddha said down there, not like here, so fortunate, no. There is no plowing, no merchandising, no trade, nothing, no. Means you cannot earn money, no. You only depend on what? Merit transfer from? Relative. That's why we all, idang me nya tinang ho tu, understand? Every time you idang me nya tinang ho tu, they all receive, understand? So there was an incident during the Buddha's time. It seems this king, Bimbisara, he was at a very early stage of existence where Kāśyapa Buddha, before Sakyamuni Buddha. So this group of what they call Peta, they were born in the Petas. And the reason why they were born in the Peta realm is, they were born in the hell realm. Then they slowly, through the karmic process, come out and reach the Peta realm. But by the time they come out to the Peta realm, the whole planet, the whole world, he got no more relative. So during Kāśyapa Buddha's time, these people cannot understand why when Kāśyapa Buddha came, they all do offering. You understand? The Sangha offering, especially the Sama Sambuddha Sangha. And a lot of beings receive, but they don't receive. So they cannot understand. They went and see Kāśyapa Buddha. Then Kāśyapa Buddha checked. Oh, he said, you all, the karmic, terrible. There was one Buddha's time when they had this, what they call offering to the Sama Sambuddha Sangha. You know what they do? They misappropriate the funds. And because of that, it was sent down to hell realm very long, and slowly come out, and at the Peta realm, no more relative up there. Understand? Then Kāśyapa Buddha checked. He said, okay, there will be one, King Bimbisara. When Sakyamuni Buddha become a Buddha, you know how long? A few words ago. He said, when Sakyamuni Buddha become the Buddha, this King Bimbisara will offer. He is related to you in the distant past, is it? And then you all can receive. And you know what happened? When Sakyamuni Buddha came, King Bimbisara really celebrate, offer all the things. But he didn't chant Idang Me Tidang Hotu. They also didn't receive. No. Then according to the Jataka story or the Sutta, you know what happened? King Bimbisara that night cannot sleep. All of these Pitagon kacau him. Wow, then he got nightmare. Then the next morning, early morning, when I see Sakyamuni Buddha, he said, what is this dream all about? Then Sakyamuni Buddha said, oh, these are your good friend, relative, long time ago. You're supposed to share merit. Oh. Then the king asked, how? Offer one more time. Second time, when he offered, Sakyamuni Buddha create psychic ability for King Bimbisara to see. The moment they offer, and he transfer merit, Idang Menya Tidang Hotel. One by one, all those helping manifest and come out of it. Some become deva straight away. Instantaneous. So if you want to understand karma, that story is very good. So what I want to tell you is just now, Asura, demon realm, animal realm is higher than Peta realm. You understand? Your Peta realm there cannot work, cannot merchandise, cannot make money. You know? You have to depend on others. You know? So I used to joke with Kayamita. You know? If you go to Peta realm, you don't worry. You know? All the Kayamita, anytime, ever ready, idang me, tidang hotu, you come out already. Understand? You know? But don't take for granted. Like all those that misappropriate the dana, go down so long, come out, all the kaimita no more. How? You have to wait very long. So you don't end up like that. So this is try to let you understand your karma don't play a fool. Understand? So joke aside, this is a real Jataka story. So when you understand all this, the mundane mind realizes itself and sees and returns. But when it returns, the pure awareness also sees. That's how you come back to here. But there is no being, understand? Because this pure awareness nature is a nature. It's not a human being, understand? It got no duality, or no word, nothing. But this is unconditioned. But when you are here, you need a form and mind, a vehicle and a tool to have this. Well, this is the gateway to your nature. Understand? From here, you can return. Yeah. But if you have not perfected this until you become Sama, Sambuddha, if you sainthood way become Arahant, you also sit here. But it's not you. Well, this one is not a being. Understand? The mundane mind realize itself, this entity is dependent originating, also not a permanent unchanging entity. Understand? Every segment you come, which one is you? None. So this one, let's say that lie, you become Arahant and beyond, there is this. Then you realize Nibbana here. After you realize Nibbana, what happened? The form and mind no more. The karmic process all no more. You also have a nature, understand? But your nature is so small, understand? Whereas this Sammasambuddha, this nature is the Buddha nature, no? You understand? No? So this is how that teaching can let you understand all this. So if you believe this is God create, up to you, understand? But to me, this one and this one is the unconditioned. You cannot talk about it, understand? It's not a being. So what is happening is here. Understand? This mundane mind, phenomenal world of consciousness, is subject to what they call the karmic process. Understand? So if this is subject to karmic process, and what governs life and existence in the mundane mind and the phenomenal world of consciousness, these two, here to here, existent. Understand? This and this is within the existential world. But this PWC is where the real existential world is. But this is the in-between one. Understand or not? Where this one come out, create this one. So what happened is, when you are here, if you look at this whole process, they are governed by what? The law of nature. Understand or not? The Pancha Niyamas. So, what happened is you will come to understand that there are these nature's law that governs life and existence. So if you say God is nature, then God create, correct? We are from nature, you come on, correct? God create you in the image of God. We are from nature, you come on. If like that, then correct. All these are the real understanding. But people who don't have the full understanding, they cannot understand this. They cannot understand this. They have to create something here. Understand not? Almighty to create. And this one is, to me, nature. Understand not? From nature, everything come to be. And then, the Christian teaching, man is all actually living being, not only man, created in the image of God. It's from nature you come, understand not? And all of us are nature's manifestation, understand not? So he said God create means nature through its law created all this. And then it mesh, understand not? And the first thought of ignorance, you know what is there, not? In the Christian teaching, in the Garden of Eden, what did they say? Adam's apple. He eat the first fruit that give rise to the knowledge of good and evil. Understand not? Ah, that is the duality. Huh? Understand? The knowledge that give rise to the good and evil is this mundane mind. Huh? Stir, react, create all this movement. Understand not? So Ajahn Buddhadasa, not bad at all. He explained this law, what I told you, the fruit that gives rise to good and evil. He said, if you understand it that way, then correct, he said. Yeah. That's why I like the way he writes. His book is quite good. Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, with this, you all can learn something. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.